fellow Warriors fanatics, Moon Mist here. Welcome back to my podcast. Yes, Moon Mist today, not Angel, because it makes it easier on my guests and maybe on you guys too. Today, I am doing the third roleplay game with Twilight Dream, as usual, Nightshade again, and this time a new guest named Swift River. I hope you guys enjoy. We are doing the third roleplay game, and on with the episode. Okay, today we are back with our lovely dream team. okay, Twilight Dream, you start. We're gonna just go through our analytics again, because why not?
Okay. Hi, guys. My name's Twilight Dream. I'm also known as Pastel Light, so, yeah. My clan is the Wind Clan. I'm Calico, and I'm, as of right now, 24 moons old.
You're old.
I am old. I have, 3 strength, 4 intelligence, 3 spirit. And I have bite, climb, focus, jump, listen, ponder, see, smell plus 2, sneak,
swim. We don't need to read all that stuff, I don't think.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, okay then. I'm done then.
Okay.
Nice. How much do I actually need to read off?
Only just, like, your top analytics through, like, your abilities.
Do you like there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. My name's Nightshade. I'm also known as Goldenrod. Right now I'm going by Goldenrod, I think. Anyway, I'm from ThunderClan. My color's black. I'm, like, 19 moons old or something, I think. I lose track.
You're older than our young Swift River.
And I have, like, 3 strength, 3 intelligence, and 2 spirit.
Okay. My name is Swift River, and I'm also known as Teal Tree. I'm from the River Clan. I'm white. I have 2 strength, 3 intelligence, and 2 spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. How many moons old are you?
I don't have an age.
You're 15.
Oh, I'm 15. 15. I'm 15, guys.
15 months.
15 months.
A moon is a month.
I'm 15 months.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Remember, always ask questions. I have a very full description here, but I'm not going to read you everything unless you ask the questions that triggers it.
How old are you, Moon Mist?
You don't ask somebody that, Goldenrod.
I'm curious.
You don't ask somebody that.
Let's just say I'm over 100 moons old.
That's old. Only you're old. Wait, does that mean that you're ancient?
I am wise.
You're wise.
And that's why I have more spirit, intelligence, and strength than all of you.
Are you older than though? Dirt?
Even though I have the grody brown.
Okay.
Okay.
I have the sparkly, red. It's like...
Okay, let's go back to our... Okay, you are in the perspective of Goldenrod, Pastella, and Teal Tree, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Your target is fast and clever, running through the woods at top speed, making sudden turns, and diving into deep brush. Following the trail is difficult, but that's your mission. The question is, are you up to the job?
Oh.
I need you to make a spell check.
Okay, so you take your intelligence and your...
7.
Okay.
7.
We do your intelligence plus your skill, right? Yeah?
Yeah, so you do, like, intelligence... Plus your smell, whatever that number is.
Oh. Then, I'm 6.
I'm 3.
Okay, Swift River, you smell nothing.
I'm offended.
Oh. Yeah, you smell nothing. But you two! you can smell the distinct scent of a fox.
Uh-oh.
But it seems to be coming from several places, so.
Oh my god. Wait, they don't travel in packs, do they?
You don't think they do?
You know, I'm pretty sure generally they travel alone.
No, Swift River, Teal Tree knows this stuff because she has animal lore. Oh, yeah.
What, do they travel in packs?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm either, like, really smart or really dumb.
You guys are on an important mission.
Whoa!
To track down a fox that has been stalking the clan territories for a couple of days. Uh-oh. Once... You find the fox, you're supposed to chase it out of the area permanently. I just love my gestures that I'm doing with my paws here.
Yes. Does that mean that we're gonna kill the fox?
Yep.
Oh my God. It says chase it out.
Permanently, so let's make sure it doesn't come back. We have to kill it, right?
What's the fox's name?
Let's see.
Robert.
Oh.
golden butt?
Why do you ask such hard glitter questions?
Yeah, glitter
butt. Our box is glitter butt, okay, guys?
I thought it was Robert.
No, it's glitter butt and Robert.
Oh, glitter butt Robert?
Okay, yeah. The clans are all working together on this mission, and every able-bodied warrior who isn't needed to protect the queens and kits is out doing the same. Okay. So, basically, you were all called together.
Oh, the different clans unite.
By...
Uh-oh.
By the Wind Clan leader. All the other leaders were out doing stuff.
This is obviously the best clan. Obviously.
Actually, it's just because I remember Dreamstar's name. You were all called together by Dreamstar.
Dreamstar.
Whoa. That sounds like a very powerful name.
It's Wind Clan. Are you betraying Thunder Clan?
Oh.
Goldenrod, how dare
no,
you?
No, I'm not. I'm just making comments about names, even no, though I know my ruler's name okay. is way better.
So, basically, Dreamstar told you that the fox ascent was first discovered a couple of days ago, but it seemed to be staying on the edges of the clan's territory, so they didn't really need to worry about it, and it was avoiding the places that, like, people or cats went frequently. But about a day or so, the fox was scented and seen near all the clan's camps, and particularly close to the nurseries.
That's not good.
Uh-oh.
The clan leaders thought the fox might be trying to steal the kits, so called for a massive hunt.
Yeah.
You three were chosen to work together.
Because we're victor.
Because I'm offended.
Okay, so once again, you were sitting in your respective, like, clan areas, and we don't know... Lilac Shine was, like, sleeping in the corner, so Lilac Shine is, like, not here. She's in the medicine den.
Why?
Willowing.
Oh, yeah.
Teal Tree.
What?
Okay. So, Teal Tree coughed when they were asking for volunteers to work together. So then every cat looked at her, and then Teal Tree was, like, you had to work with Pastel Light, who was sleeping, and then, like, everybody was, like away from her because she was sleeping and they didn't want to be next to her bad breath.
Hey!
That's rude!
But, you got volunteered from that, too.
Because I was sleeping because I was trying to catch up on my much-needed sleep. Because it's of you two yahoos.
And Goldenrod!
Ooh, what was I doing?
How about a tree?
There was a Tweety Bird up there.
I'm trying to catch the Tweety Bird.
No. So Goldenrod fell out of the tree, like, in the middle where Pastella and Teal Tree were standing.
I wasn't standing.
Behind where Pastella was laying, and Teal Tree was... very pointedly looking the other direction and angled away from the breath of Pastel Light.
That's rude. I take offense to that.
You should.
Don't.
And then Goldenrod fell right on top of Pastel Light.
Ow!
Thank you for stopping my landing.
So, yeah, your leader said that you three are going to work together, and while the deputies and stuff were arranging the other... Like, the
Isn't
second
that
in command.
Is that two-life, though?
No, the second in command to the leaders is called the deputy. But while the deputies and other leaders were arranging other groups, the leader, Dreamstar, walked over to you and asked if you have any more questions before you set out.
Okay, guys, do you have any questions? Is there any other foxes that are hunting us, or no?
We only know about the one.
Okay. Do we need to bring anything?
No, it's just in clan territory, so there will be, obviously, opportunities to hunt, and you will not be, attacked by other clan cats for hunting on Shadow Clan land because you see the fox there or something. Nobody's gonna be super mad.
How far do we need to chase it away?
They want it out of all the clan territories.
Will it eat us?
Probably.
Foxes only eat the smaller kits, so unless you're, like, a really tiny cat, Teal Tree, I don't think so.
Okay, good.
You sounded very worried about that.
Yeah.
And do you have a cough? You keep coughing.
No, that's what Moon was having to say. So I had to just keep
up with the... Okay.
You had a sore throat because you got a fish bone stuck in your throat.
Yeah.
It should have punctured your throat.
I passed the light!
Yeah, I'm offended!
Are you trying to kill her?
I'm offended. started.
I know. I don't like everybody here,
I hope that all your chocolate chip cookies have raisins in them.
That's really bad, Tealtree.
I know.
Okay.
You guys are weird.
So, thank you.
Are you ready to go?
Okay, do we have any other questions?
Dreamstar asked if you're ready to go or if you, like, are...
Do we have any other questions?
When do we start?
As soon as you want.
Yep.
Can that be, like, 20 moons from now?
If you don't want the glory, then yes.
You know, maybe can we just wait a few weeks while I go down to Florida, get a nice suntan, and then come back?
Wait for the weather.
Do we know of any...
Fur tan.
Do we know of any two legs who are involved with this?
No, we have not scented any two leg since. I don't know why a two leg would be letting loose a fox.
Because they're trying to kill us. Why else?
Because there's horrible things called zoos.
Sure.
How do you know about a zoo?
Two leg lore.
Are you kidding me? Plus two.
Jeez, I don't read up on your knacks and skills. Okay.
Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. You begin searching at dawn, so you had a night's sleep.
Oh, that is good. Obviously needed it.
Yeah, I really did if I was going to be traveling with you. I'm just joking.
That's supposed to mean.
You find nothing but stale scents of mice, voles, and like other creatures, water voles, rats, squirrels, Tweety birds. Stale scents.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But then you come across a reasonably fresh trail, and that's what you're following now. The scent is getting fresher as you keep, like, walking through the trees and stuff.
Like Daisy Fresh.
And the fox seems to be trying lots of tricks to throw off anyone that tries to follow her.
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 Does she have kits?
Cubs.
Oh, same thing. Is she a vixen?
Yeah, she's a vixen.
What's a vixen?
I didn't know that...
Animal lore here!
Yeah!
I didn't know that foxes were intelligent. I thought they were dumb.
Fly like a fox.
Goldenrod. They are very intelligent.
Yes.
But I'm more intelligent.
Oh, yes.
My best Tealtree.
I'm very more intelligent.
Oh, yeah, Tealtree.
Are you... says the person with three intelligence over there.
Says the gray muzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apologies, Pastel Light. I get why you need your beauty rest.
Don't worry, all of my insults are kind.
This means there's a good chance that the fox knows that you cats are after her. She might even be nearby.
Oh, that's...
Might.
Okay, you guys need to take a smell check.
Oh, again? Six.
Seven.
And three.
I have four.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I gotta flip the pages. Over the rotten log, through a bush, around that tree, back through the bush, back over the log. Wait a minute! You've lost the trail.
Uh-oh.
The fox is smart.
How many do we need to smell it?
There's still a way to smell it. So it's not like... Okay. Any questions? You have to constantly ask questions, because otherwise I'm not going to give you the full... Like, I have, like, a paragraph here.
Oh. Can you read us the entire paragraph?
No, because some of it has stuff that I know that you guys aren't allowed to know yet. I'm so smart.
Then just read the paragraph, but don't add that stuff.
Where are we?
You are in, like, a little clearing.
Like, where, though?
In... The clan territory. Because you were following the fox's trail, but...
Well, are we, like, near a river? Or trees?
You are in ThunderClan territory. There's trees surrounding you. There's a log over that way.
Do we know if the fox has, like, cubs she's protecting? So she's gonna be more vicious?
You can't... You'll see that fishbone still in there.
You sound like you're angry.
You guys got caught in a loop. You followed the fox scent around in a circle. that leads you back to where you started, but you figured out the problem quickly enough. You still have time to get on the right track.
What was the problem?
You're going around in loops.
Oh.
Make another smell check.
Six.
Seven.
Three.
You can spend chips or use knacks.
How much do we need? Can we, like, combine our stuff together?
It's not a group one, but...
How many do we need, though?
11 or higher.
11?
For, like, an individual cat.
No, but, like, how much do we need, though?
11 or higher.
11 or higher. You would be the closest.
Just give me all of your intelligence.
No, you can't. But if you have a knack, like, what are your knacks, girl?
Girl.
You don't have one here, but you could use a tip.
Do I have any?
Wait, let me... Let's see, you can use your alertness for plus one.
So I have eight.
Oh, that doesn't work. Do we really need this one?
Yes.
We really do?
Yes. If you don't, you'll just keep going around in circles.
Hold on. We need to use yours.
So do I have to do?
Your chips.
I didn't follow the exact path, but I didn't read through everything, but I'm pretty sure there's a time when your chips get refreshed, obviously, so.
So you need to use all your intelligence.
So I just need to drop off all my intelligence to figure it out?
Drop me my intelligence! I'm not dumb! Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm not dumb.
It's okay, Golden.
This is definitely the right central.
It is?
You're clearly getting closer to the fox. But wait.
Oh, good.
There's more than one scent in the trail.
That's what I was saying!
Looking at animal lore here.
What else is it? Is it like another fox? Or
it becomes clear that there is more going on here than just a single fox running around in the clan territories.
I told you!
I said that! The scent trail indicates that there are several foxes, but one scent is clearly dominant over the others. And there's another scent, but you can't really tell what it is. It could be a fox, but you're not entirely sure.
I think it's a coyote.
Either make a ponder or smell check individually.
Ponder.
And you can be boosted by animal lore or track. Plus one for animal lore, plus one for track.
Wait.
Okay.
So, since I got rid of all my intelligence...
Also...
I now have zero.
Moon Mist.
Yeah?
Now does she have zero intelligence?
No.
That stays the same.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, do I plus one for this?
Yes, you get plus one from animal lore.
Okay, so wait. How much do we need?
You can boost other people's tracks. In order to do it, you have to make a focus check.
Hold on. So, wait. I have seven for the smell check and then intelligence and then adding one on, but then...
Make a focus check if you want to help somebody else.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
What is focus go with this?
Okay. Then you can add two to somebody else's check because you got four.
Do you have more?
Seven.
Can I add it to my own?
No.
You have seven, though?
Yeah. I think
so. Okay, I'm going to add it to yours, so you get two to hers now?
I now have nine.
And also, Tealtree, if you want to help, then you could add more here.
Add more, like...
If you could make a focus check.
She doesn't have focus.
You don't need focus, you can just... Your total... So then you get to add one. So then... No, don't take anything off of that.
So she has 10.
Yeah. Because you made a focus check, so she gets half of what your focus check total was.
Okay.
So she has 10.
Okay.
Now what?
I have 10. Yay! I am smart.
The scent grows stronger as you come to a small meadow where the trail ends. This is the spot. Okay. You can make sea checks, look around the area.
Five. Four. Three.
Five, four, three.
Five, four, three.
And there's nowhere in this meadow for a fox to hide. There are a few rabbits munching on the grass, but it hasn't noticed your presence.
Yummy. Let's eat it. Can I eat the rabbit?
You guys. Hold on. If you want to stay here, you can stay here and eat if you want to.
I'm hungry.
You could keep going on the trail.
I vote for a snack break.
What do you want to do?
I don't care.
What do you want to do, guys?
I vote snack break.
Okay, then we can do snack break.
Obviously snack break, okay. I vote to keep going.
Same, I vote. I vote to keep going.
Oh,
I'm hungry.
Okay, but you want a snack break, though.
Okay. So far, the wind is in your favor, and none of the rabbits are aware of your presence. There are 3 or 4 small and lean rabbits near you, and a much meatier one on the far side of the meadow.
Let's conquer and divide.
Divide and conquer, you mean?
Not the large rabbit is far away, and it would have to be stalked. The other ones you could pounce on, but they won't provide much food. So, which one do you want to do?
I do have stalk.
Can we just, like, attack several?
So, wait, how do we take a stalk? Like, how do we know if we can stalk it?
You're going to try to stalk?
Well, I have stalk. Okay. That's why I thought we could. You have stalk, too. No, you don't. I have stalk.
I don't.
Okay.
I'm the only one with stalk.
So, you take a sneak attack, and that can be boosted by stalk.
Sneak? Ooh, nope, I don't have sneak.
I got 4 sneak.
I got 2.
Plus your stock?
Yep, so 5.
The rabbit senses you and flees before you can pounce. So you can, so you two, Tiltree and Goldenrod, you can still try to catch the small rabbits.
I can't.
Pastella can't because she's too far away now.
I could just like...
Because you tried to sneak up, but the bunny... The bunnies are over here.
I'm going to try and do a sneak up on that little skinny one.
You just have to pounce.
Ooh, pounce.
Take a pounce check.
Oh, no. Just 3 pounce.
3.
I have 3.
Combine and conquer.
You catch 1 mini tiny rabbit.
I'm having that. I just spent all my time.
Hey, it's a snack.
I'm having some of that, man.
It was a snack break. We never said it was a full, like, yeah. Thanksgiving meal break.
What's Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I remember what Thanksgiving was. It's a traditional holiday that people in this country call America.
Oh.
I don't know. I just saw people in a house eating a lot of food.
What happened?
It was a chip refresh if you caught the big one.
Pastel.
Okay, you want to try again? For the big one?
No.
Yes.
Well, we can't.
I mean, we can go back and retry if you want to.
But what's the point, though? Because I don't have enough.
You can spend your chips. And then if you get the full one, then you get a chip refresh.
How many do we need?
It's going to be like 72.
13 or higher. But four. Yeah.
Wait. So,
but that's at the lowest
total. So I take my sneak, right? I take my sneak?
But that's at the lowest total, so all of you would have to make the check, so it's not possible.
Okay.
So. You got the little bunny.
The Yay. Little bunny.
You can have an intelligence back, because you're the only one that spent a check.
Oh, thank you. The little bunny.
Yeah, I like the bunnies.
Okay. What do you guys want to do now?
What time is it? Like, is it late? Like, is the sun going down?
Yes, the sun is going down, but you could also keep trying to catch the fox because it wouldn't be moving in the dark.
Oh,
so do you want to rest or do you want to keep going?
Rest or keep going? I think we keep going.
We can keep going. My beauty sleep can wait.
The fox's scent is still around, but the trail is far from fresh. It has clearly been back and forth over this ground many times in the past few days, and finding the newest trail is even more difficult than before. Can you guys think of anything you can do to improve your chances of finding the right scent?
Listen.
Yes.
Pathfinder?
I mean, if you want to take a listen check, it's a...
Pathfinder?
Listen is one. I only got 4 for listen.
Listen.
Take
I only have 2.
Take a group.
Have 2. A group one? You have 2?
Yeah.
I have
2.
6. No, 7. 8.
8 for a listen. That's fine. Now you each make a smell check, and you can use any of the next that seem appropriate for a smell check. So Pathfinder, Twilight Dream. Or Pastel Light, technically.
Six, seven.
Balance. And each of you get a plus one on the check because you took the listen check and it was helpful.
So, now the next check I get. So, we're doing smell?
Smell check.
Six. Smell check.
Pathfinder.
Smells, eight. I have seven.
Use this alert for plus one.
So, I have plus one right here?
Yeah. So,
I have eight.
So,
And would track be helpful?
Yeah. Track would be helpful, yes.
Nine. I have nine. And she has Pathfinder, so. She is.
And they have
the
four.
So a four.
I have a nine.
And a nine and an eight. So what's that added together?
Don't ask me.
21. I think.
That is. Oh, yes.
It's good?
That is actually really good.
1
plus
1
equals
2. No,
9 plus 8 equals 7. Okay. 7 plus 4 is 21.
Suddenly, you realize why the trail has been so difficult to follow.
Why?
Not only did the same fox run over these paths multiple times, but there is also the scent of a second fox along the trail.
Yes.
Between the pair of fox scents and the scent you cats are leaving on the trail, it's a big mess. But now you've got the scent straight. You guys can hear another warrior calling out your names.
Hello?
Okay. In a little, Ashfur, the WindClan deputy, comes bounding up to you guys.
Oh, hey, bestie!
She has important news.
Hey, bestie!
Two kits are missing.
From my clan! Yeah. From my clan!
Yes. Yes. They're from your clan, not mine.
I'm okay. That is cruel, Goldenrod on Teal Tree.
My clan!
That is bad.
They're a brother and sister. They were last seen in the WindClan camp very early this morning.
Are they the snow twins? Because, no.
They're a rambunctious pair who often find trouble in unlikely places. This time, though, it seems like trouble found them.
It's the snow twins.
Did they die?
When the queens went to the far corner of the WindClan camp, they're... where the two usually go to hide, there was a hole in the camp's thorny wall, and the kits were gone. What's worse, on the other side of the wall, they found fox scent everywhere.
No!
They died.
The clans are now worried that there may be a pack of foxes moving through the territory.
That's the thing. I was told it wasn't.
Well it's not normally.
Yeah. See, I was very pissed.
Is this just a mission to get rid of us and kill us?
Yes.
Because that's sure what it feels like. Here, let's just die here and get it. Oh, and
I remember my adventures.
Here, recall them.
Hive one time.
Recall them to me as I die.
So do you tell Ashford that you know there's... you've scented multiple foxes?
Yes.
And so tell me what you would tell Ashford.
We scented multiple foxes. Multiple foxes going different ways. And their track disappeared in the meadow.
And I'm hungry.
And they kept walking over certain spots.
Is that all you tell her?
Yeah. Well, what else we should tell her?
There's something more we should tell her.
We sent in multiple foxes in the meadow, and they kept walking in the same spots. And there's multiple, and they went down different trails. And then there's a meadow full of rabbits, and then there's a big fat rabbit, and the fox disappeared right there.
But then we found more. We came here.
And the two kids that were missing were mischievous, and foxes that were probably mischievous.
The foxes probably made the hole in the wall.
Okay. Yes!
To eat me!
Ashfoot tells you that you guys are doing well. She'll go off to deliver her message to the groups of cats who are searching elsewhere.
I think there's something else we should have told her.
And she'll bring the rest of the information to the clan leaders.
I think there's something else we should have told her!
I'm sorry.
What do you guys want to do? Do you want to follow the adult fox or the new fox?
Let's follow both.
Wait, the adult fox is the old fox, the first fox.
Yeah.
What is the scent by where the kits were stolen?
That was the first one.
Okay, let's follow the first one.
Wait, what if we just kill the little one and then kill the older one?
You're gruesome, Goldenrod.
That's rude.
Rude.
Well, it's gonna be hard to chase off multiple. It's just chase them off one at a time, or just kill them one at a time slowly.
Oh my goodness!
The scent trail is finally clear. Before long, you come to a small clearing with a fallen log at the far end. Sitting in the hollow of the log is a fox.
Oh!
She glares at you, then looks down between her paws where you can see she has one of the Windclan kits pinned. The kit is struggling to call out to you, but its words are muffled by fox fur.
Ooh, are we gonna, like, is she gonna eat it in front of us?
You...
Goldenrod.
It doesn't look like... It doesn't look like she is.
She'd probably fall because she ate the other one.
Is there blood?
There is no blood.
Okay, so the other one's not dead.
No.
It was struggling.
No, but wait, what happened to the other one?
The other one, you can't see the other one, you can't smell it either.
Okay. Oh.
So there's probably two foxes and they divided the kids. Half. Each took one.
Is it the brother or the sister that... I'm asking Moonmist.
Hmm?
Is it the brother or the sister?
Yes, the brother or sis.
This one is the sister.
Hmm. That's
little
odd.
Betsy.
Her name is Betsy!
Little Betsy.
Betsy?
Isn't it normally like some fancy name?
Why are you asking these questions and not questions about the issue at hand?
Ooh, how far away are they?
Yeah.
They're several tellings.
Can we pick up
any How more scents? Big is the fox?
You can't really smell anything else except you can... you can scent a couple of foxes from inside of the hollow log behind her.
Hear anything.
How big is the fox that
you don't hear anything except for the noises that the fox is making. Like, looking down at... The fox looks down at the kitten under her... in her paws. And then looks back at you and whines dangerously a little bit.
How big is it?
The fox?
Yeah.
Normal fox. Size? A little bit bigger than
you? About the size of, yeah.
I just don't know if it's like an inches big one, skinny little one.
Like this thing? Like a paper
thing? Is it the girl?
The fox is female and the kitten is female.
Yes. Yeah, so it's kind of, I know.
Does the kitten appear to be seen injured in any way?
No. It's struggling to call out to you and get out from under the fox's paw, but it is not hurt.
Just mad or angry or sad or
the fox is twitching like it is nervous, but it is also has a stance that makes you think that it is trying to tell you something and warn you about something.
Question mark. I thought it was laying.
Is there something else in the woods?
You can't tell. It's dark.
But can you smell like any foxes nearby?
Not foxes, but something else.
No.
Not there, you legs.
As far as you know, there's not anything else in the woods apart from the prey that you normally hunt.
Okay, do we have any options of what to do?
You can tell that the fox... I'm just going to give a little bit more description here. You can tell that the fox is not trying to hurt the kit at all. It's keeping it quiet. In order to stop it from wriggling away and running back to you. She's also stopping the kit from calling out to you, but you can't really tell why.
There's something else from these
ones. There's something else that she's trying to tell stop.
Are you? Is there a trap?
There. You don't see any traps, and you haven't seen any on your way over there.
Do you smell fire or anything?
You do not smell fire. You only smell a couple of foxes in the den behind her, the fox herself, and the kit.
Couple foxes in the den behind her?
And then the log behind her. Any more descriptions on what's happening?
Just that the fox is glancing at the kitten, glancing at the den behind her, and kind of glaring at you and giving you warning growls while also with a tinge of anxiety behind it.
There's something else going on here.
There's more foxes behind her.
There's something else going on. Moonmist, is there something you're not telling us?
There is.
You didn't ask any questions. Like, you didn't ask any of the right questions.
I'm gonna keep asking questions. Do you smell coyote?
You do not smell a coyote.
You don't smell anything except for the fox.
Do you see anything?
You only see the fox, the den behind her, the semi-dark forest, the kit under her paw.
You don't see any eyes behind her from the other foxes?
No.
You don't smell anything?
No.
No, I already asked this question. You don't hear anything?
You only hear the sounds that the fox is making, the kind of whines, growls, the obvious anxiety, her tail is twitching a little bit. You hear the kittens, like, muffled, like, mules.
You don't touch anything?
You only touch the forest beneath your feet.
You don't taste anything?
You only taste the air.
You don't mind anything?
Oh, my
brain?
Gosh. Tiltry, no.
I'm asking no. questions.
What is the right question to get the answer that we want?
Is it dark out?
Where are our fellow...
It is semi-dark out.
Where are our fellow clan people?
Your other clanmates are just, like, in other areas of the forest looking for...
Anyone else and come across us?
No. Not that you know of, anyway.
Did you smell
it's
other...
It's Burr behind this.
No, you just smell that one.
Burr is not a devil mastermind.
What's the weather?
It's just clear.
Dark.
Coolish.
Do you know of anything that might be helpful?
There's something we're missing.
I know there is, but I can't figure it out. Do you see any...
Bring it down a little bit.
No!
Maybe we should go to sleep, and then when we wake up, we'll
No, it's like dawn.
Do you see any, dawn. Like, poison darts in the fox?
No.
Poison darts?
Mm-hmm.
If she was poisoned, wouldn't she be dead?
Well, that may
oh
be.
Oh, my goodness.
Does she have a
the
disease?
Fox, the fox slowly edges back to the edge of her, to the, like, log, and just as you see a little pair of eyes peer up from behind her.
What color are the eyes?
She like, makes a fox noise at the whatever it is behind her, which you believe is a fox, and the little thing goes back.
Wait, are we sure it's not a kitten?
You smell only foxes, apart from the singular kitten that the fox is holding under its paw.
Can we move forward?
What?
Can we, like... edge forward.
You can step forward. That brings me to a new scene, though. So, you can... Do you want to... Like, you could fight the fox if you wanted.
No.
You could leave and follow the other scent trail that you saw earlier. The newer one that Ashfoot mentioned. And you could stay and keep going for further inquiry, and I could flip to a new scene.
Stay. Stay. No, not fight.
Yeah,
stay and go fight. Through. No, not fight. No!
Because then we could get
we're not fighting. We're not fighting.
I want to fight. No.
No, we're not fighting because she's anxious. And she has...
Are you staying?
And she's warning us something. And I feel like there's something we're missing, so we're staying because we don't want to move. And...
Okay. With a tiny grunt of exertion, the kit lifts up her head and calls out, "Wait, I can explain everything."
Yay! I didn't ask that question.
Okay, fine.
The kit got her head free from the fox's paw and tries to explain everything that happened.
Explain it.
She says she's her brother and her. She got out from the Windclan camp, and they smelled a scent and heard something scratching on the other side of the camp's wall. They went over there to, like, investigate or whatever, and their curiosity got the better of them, and they started scratching on their side of the wall, curious to see what was out there, and then they poked a hole through the wall, and they saw a fox cub on the other side. They started sniffing and pawing at one another. Before long, they were rolling around and play fighting, being kitten and fox besties. And then they spent a while playing with each other. And then a fox ran up to them and the kit got separated from the fox and her brother, and the fox came running up to her, smelled her, and scented what, like, the kit thinks it scented the fox cub on it, and the mother fox brought it over to the den And that's where he's been. The fox, the mother fox was nice to her, but she's been very kind to me, but won't let me leave, the kid tells you. I think she's waiting until her missing cub comes home, but I have no idea where the cub and my brother is, and I just want to go home.
Can we go look for the other
fox? The kid begs you not to hurt the fox.
Can we go look for the other fox?
You can, yes.
Can we go look for the other fox?
Or you could decide to fight the fox.
No.
We're not fighting.
We're going to go look for the other fox.
Wait, can we look behind her to see if that was...
Behind the fox is only the den.
But we're going to go look for the other fox. There was eyes behind. Was that
probably
the
fox? Probably another cub. Okay, we're going to go look for the other fox.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this fox is good that we met. The other one's not good.
Goldenrod, you're very quiet.
Goldenrod.
What? You're telling us important information.
Yeah, I'm not going to be yelling as you're telling me scientific clues.
Knowing that there's a second scent on the trail makes everything clear. In fact, you're certain that this scent belongs to a fox cub, and the fox you've been chasing is its mother. But the cub hasn't been moving around nearly as frequently, so the trail is difficult to follow because it is hidden under the mother fox's scent.
Should we take a break, then?
You need to make a group smell check.
Group smell check!
Smell! I have 7.
6. Hardcore is
19.
16.
Oh, yeah, 16.
16. I would love 19, but...
Ooh. Make ponder checks.
Ponder. 5.
Let's ponder.
4.
4 of that.
7.
Okay, the two main scent trails you know are the cub running around and exploring the woods, and the mother fox looking for him. Earlier today, the cub scent was joined by the scent of the Wind Clan kid, which you know from the sister. The two youngsters seemed to be exploring and playing together, but then suddenly their scent stopped. They were no longer moving around, and their trail was buried under the scent of the mother fox as her search became more frantic. Okay. The scent is getting stronger. The missing cub and kit must be close, but their scents are not on the ground. They're drifting through the air. That's very strange. But surely it will all make sense once you find... Wait, what's that new scent? You run up to a copse of trees. You can smell the Wind Clan kit and the fox cub scents on the wind, but not on the ground. It's not normal.
Tweety bird.
No.
It's generally the way an owl scent or a sparrow scent comes through.
It's an owl.
Eagle.
They're dead.
There's a new scent, too, though.
What is it?
This one is on the ground and coming from very nearby. Ponder check!
Ponder!
And you can use animal lore there for plus one.
To luck lore?
Yay! Wait, so I plus one animal lore?
Two leg lore?
5, 7.
Wait, so do I have plus one this
year? Yes.
So
I
plus 7.
No.
But I had a plus one.
Nightshade.
Same.
You know that it is a raccoon.
It's a raccoon.
Oh, I don't like raccoons.
Wait, so now I have a plus one even though
don't,
I...
Don't, no. Erase that.
No, your animal lore gives you one more for your total
score.
For
that one check.
Yeah.
So I have none.
Yes.
Okay. You enter into the trees and you find a strange sight. The kit and the fox cover are on one of the trees, clinging to a narrow, low-hanging branch. Below them, a round-bellied raccoon is hissing and barking and swiping the air with its claws, furiously trying to get to them. The kit sees you and calls out, telling you what happened. He and the fox cub were just running around. They were having fun when they accidentally tumbled into a raccoon. This made the raccoon mad, and it chased after them. At first, this seemed fun, too. The raccoon was heavy and slow. And the kit and the cub were small and fast. They expected it would give up the chase soon enough, but it didn't. It kept coming, and it kept getting closer as the kit and the cub grew tired. Soon it was almost on top of them, and they noticed just how sharp its teeth and claws were. In order to get it away, he and the cub climbed up the tree, but the raccoon just followed them. So they went out onto a branch that the raccoon would be too heavy to get onto without the branch snapping. And the raccoon got down. But then he just stood at the bottom of the tree and just, like, waited for them to get down. The kit and cub look both look terrified, exhausted, and desperate for you guys to do something to help. What will you do?
What are the options?
Well, what do you want to do?
I want to kill the raccoon.
We
want
to pounce on it. No, wait. We want to fight. No.
If we found them, why hasn't the raccoon changed its position to look at us?
Is a raccoon a boy or girl?
I don't have that information. We'll just assume it's a boy.
Okay.
I don't know why that would change things, but...
Well, if... I don't know.
Exactly, Teal Tree.
Well... Yeah.
Can we climb up the tree to get the
Why is a raccoon down? Chubby?
Can we climb up the tree to get the kids down?
The raccoon would, like...
Notice.
Plus, the branches are heavy. Or they're on a thin branch that they purposely went onto this so that the raccoon
can the fox get off? Wait, yeah.
The fox is here. It's a baby fox. A fox cub.
Yeah.
But it doesn't want to get down because the raccoon's going to eat it.
Well, we have a whole lot of options.
Will the raccoon attack us if it sees us?
Yes.
Well, we can't...
Potentially.
We can sneak around the
Unless you could intimidate it.
How do we intimidate it?
Hiss! We gotta hiss
it. Hiss or arch?
Yeah, we gotta hiss at it.
Are you gonna do that, or are you gonna fight?
What?
We're gonna fight it, and we're gonna intimidate it.
Intimidate.
The raccoon hisses and growls at you. Even after all this time, it's still seething with anger at the kitten cub, but it's aware of your presence and seems to realize that you have it outnumbered. You can hiss or arch.
So I don't have either one of those.
I have hiss. Goldenrod, what do you have?
Neither.
Good. Neither.
Okay.
I hiss.
You don't need to have the hiss skill in order to make a hiss check.
So we'll put 3.
You can take a group total.
Okay, so you have 3. I have 3, and you have 2.
For strength?
Hit.
Yeah.
The raccoon is not intimidated.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah, we're pretty weak looking.
The raccoon hisses at you. It gets an 8 total. I have its stats here, so.
Can I spring on it?
If you want to attack it.
How do we attack it? I don't have any attacks.
You can just fight it. Are you guys going to fight?
Yeah. Yeah. Someone's going to get scared.
I have no attacks. I have 1.
After the better part of a day, the raccoon is still snapping at the kitten cub. Clearly, it's ready for a fight.
Do it.
Okay.
This is not going to be good.
Okay. You want to pounce? How high of a pounce course can you guys get?
Where's pounce? Oh, I only got 3.
3.
10. You can get 10. Because I have 7.
That's
13. Sorry, I have 4. You successfully pounce on it, but then you're in wrestling, so you have to like belly rake or any of you have the fighting knacks?
Nope.
I have a pin.
I have spring.
I have pin and balance.
Watch.
Pin. That one works. For SWAT, though. So,
SWAT
3,
SWAT.
4. You would get a 4 total.
Yay. Can we do group 1?
Yes. Group SWAT total.
Sheila, you have 4.
Yeah.
I have 4. 8.
3.
So that's 11.
Oop, the raccoon is not deterred, but it is lower.
It's what now?
The raccoon is not deterred by your SWAT. But it's, it is a little bit lower in stats.
Ooh. What else can we try, guys? Can we bite it?
Hiss.
Oh. Can we bite it?
Yeah, you could use bite.
Okay. I have, 4 bite.
But you get sick. It has rabies. Wait.
Well, you just bite it and you're like, oh, this raccoon does not have rabies.
He's
just
a little chunky. We have 9 altogether.
The raccoon tries to run away. Do you want to chase it down or... You can chase it down or kill it or just let it run away.
We're fast. We can chase
and save the kitten fox in the tree.
Yeah, we're going to save him.
We have to save him.
Because otherwise it's going to come back and circle us around and then we're going to get in a fight and then it's going to just go downhill from there because the raccoon can't climb up.
Okay,
so we have to go down.
Calm down.
No.
Okay. The kit is so relieved that the situation with the raccoon is over that he almost leaps off the branch. It's then that he realizes just how high up he and the cub are. How do we get down from here? The kit asks.
Climb, you got up, you can get down.
Or should we climb up and get down?
If one of you wants to take a climb track, then yes.
Do you have any climb?
Yeah.
Ooh, you have a lot of climb.
Yeah.
You want to take a climb check, Goldenrod?
Sure.
It's not a group one. It's just...
I have to, like, 6.
Okay, you climb up, now you're in the tree, what do you do?
I grab them and I climb down.
You're gonna have to have a higher climb score, you're gonna have to have a 10.
I'm stuck in the tree.
So. Wait, what is climb? Strength?
Yeah.
So if you want to use...
I donate some of my strength.
You can't.
What?
I'm stuck in the tree because I'm a
tree. I mean, do you have a... Oof.
Oh, come on, Goldenrod.
Balance! +1.
You gotta use all of your strength, though.
Balance +1. Then
Goldenrod's just taking all the hits today.
Yeah, because you guys aren't helping me.
That's because you're just smart, so you pick the good stuff.
Goldenrod, you're just, yeah.
Smart.
Maybe she should have the intelligence.
You had the highest intelligence.
No, I have the highest
intelligence. I said she had.
No, she didn't.
Oh, well.
Yes, she did. I do.
Well, you got the kit down, but you didn't get the fox cub down.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the fox cub
cares?
Just jump into our arms.
You don't have arms.
Jump into the socks. Why can't we just make a trampoline and
tell it to fall down and we'll
no,
break its ball?
No, I know. We can get the Tweety Bird and have it carry it down.
Wait, I don't have... I should just really keep a stats thing. I'm just... Take a jump check.
Jump.
Jump.
Jump. And you can use balance to
can
up
use
it.
Spring?
Is spring a neck? You can use spring and balance to stop it. If you have both of them, then...
We have spring.
6.
I have balance.
So you got a 6 total?
I have a 6 total, yes.
I have 2.
You need an 8 total.
I have 2. Can we
What can I use?
To get the fox down. Wait, what is...
Spirit.
I have 3.
Oh, yeah. The fox is down because you jumped up and, like...
Cause that is
Yay. The fox is free. Okay. Yay, you got all the kit. You got the kit and the fox down.
We have to go get the other kit, though.
It just got down.
You
gotta
go back to the clearing.
Yeah, we have to go back to the clearing.
As you enter the small clearing, you can see the fox perched in her den within the hollow log. She's looking right at you, as though she's been expecting you.
Oh.
The fox has the she-kit beneath her paws. But luckily, the kit is free to call out to you. She says that she is all right, and she's happy to see her brother. But she's... And she tries to get free and run over to you, but the fox holds her down.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
The fox immediately tries to bound over to its mom.
But you hold it down.
Do you stop it, or do you not stop it?
The
fox is holding down the kit. You have the fox cub. The fox cub tries to run over to its mom. Do you let it, or do you keep it with you?
We let it.
What about our kit, though?
We have it.
Can we, like, do a trade thing?
Are you stopping the cub from running over?
Can we talk to the fox?
No, we don't, because if the fox runs over to his mom, then it's going to be like the monkey boy, oh, that's my baby, and she's like, who is this little weirdo, and she's going to push it away, and then it's going to be like, yeah, and it's going to come to us, and then the fox is going to be happy, and then everything's going to be the end.
What are you doing, Twilight Dream?
Rainbows and cupcakes.
Intense staring.
Pastel, like, what's going on here?
Okay, what should we do, guys?
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Can't hold
I guess we let it go.
Anymore.
I don't feel like that was a smart decision, but I guess we let it go.
It is.
You let the cub go, and the fox, as soon as the cub reaches its mother, the fox lets the kit go, and it runs over to you.
I knew it!
Calm it down a little bit there.
Way to go,
the fox goes to nuzzle her. The fox goes to nuzzle her pup. The kit dashes across to her brother, and they roll about with wild enthusiasm. Meanwhile, the fox nudges her cub into the den with its siblings, then steps out and glares at you angrily.
Why?
She's mad. We made it smell like a coon.
Why is she glaring at
the fox? Is not happy about the situation.
Why?
Oh, no!
The whole situation that she lost her cub.
Well, we didn't do that.
If she blames you.
Why does she blame me?
I know.
You can tell that the angry is her way of saying, leave my family alone or else.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna leave you alone if you leave us alone.
Tealtree can tell that because she has animal lore.
Yeah, I can tell.
Tell them we'll leave you alone if they leave us alone.
Do you accept or do you want to fight?
Accept.
Mm-hmm. The fox seems satisfied that the cats mean her family no harm, at least for the moment. She walks over to the hollow log and climbs in with her cubs. They nuzzle and rub against one another so happily you almost expect them to purr. Aww. They're reunited, and so are the Wind Clan kits.
My family.
You bring them back to the Wind Clan camp. And the kids spend the whole time apologizing for the trouble they've caused and promising they'll never do it again.
Uh-huh.
So, you get back, and the leaders of all the clans are really pleased with what you did, especially Dreamstar.
Ooh.
Pastella is now known as the Bad Breath Hero.
Yeah!
Is that something to be proud of?
Yeah, because I'm a hero.
What about the bad breath part?
I don't care about it.
That almost just makes you a villain.
Okay, what happens next, Moonmist?
Do you guys... but the leaders say... Dreamstar says that you should probably go back to check on the den just to make sure that the fox is left. Do you go right away or do you wait a couple days?
We should wait a couple days.
We go right away, because what if they're gone?
Well, we should give them a couple days to, leave.
But they might fight us.
Yeah, we told them we would leave them alone. So we should wait a couple days.
Do you wait a few days, or do you go right away?
Wait a few days.
Okay. You wait a few days, and then you go back, and the fox's den is abandoned, and a fading scent trail leading up the hill away from the clan territory.
I guessed it.
Territory. The foxes are gone, and they will not return to this part of the woods.
What about the mean raccoon?
You guys should be proud of your accomplishments. Dealing with a fox is never easy, but dealing with an anxious mother fox is even more dangerous. Other warriors will tell you guys that. All the clans will tell stories of these deeds for many, many moons to come.
Yeah.
And the two Wind Clan kids will grow up thinking of you guys not just as warriors, but as heroes.
See, I'm a glitter hero. Butt like us?
See, I'm the hero of my clan.
Sure.
Tealtree still has her cough.
Yeah, did you ever get that
blind? Hey, baby, you should, cough that fishbone up and it just flies and hits
the There goes
the
fishbone!
Yep.
And Goldenrod wakes up the next day with poop on her head.
What? Why?
Because from a Tweety Bird.
Go rub it on Pastel Light.
Hey!
You're in different clans now.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be happy if a ThunderClan warrior goes into WindClan.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys get your experience rewards now.
Yeah. What was that, Nick?
You all get plus one in animal lore.
Woo!
What if I don't
so,
have that?
Oh. So that was the very helpful one.
Wait, it's plus two?
Yes.
Or three?
It's plus two now.
We never had our dream sequence.
Nope. And you're also all a moon older.
Oh.
And you gain plus one in smell and ponder. Unless you're already at four in smell, plus then you don't get plus one.
Darn.
And if you're at plus four in ponder, you don't get more.
In smell and ponder, those are the two that I already had four in. Can I, like, don't need to do something else?
Yep.
You get plus one in one other skill, how about?
Okay, does it have to be a skill that
any
I
any other
have?
Skill.
Any other one. I would suggest you not fighting one.
Like wrestling?
Wrestling.
Plus one in wrestling.
You are all one moon older.
I already added it.
Okay.
I'm now 20 moons old.
I'm 25.
I'm 16.
There's no rewards for being 20 moons.
Is there one for 25?
25, you get one more nap.
Do I get to add that right now?
Mm-hmm. And you are
16.
You get another nap too.
Yay! Woohoo!
It wasn't loud at all, Tealtree. I guess I can call you Swift River now because technically, the thing is done.
That was fun.
Oh.
Maybe not.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah. If you had fought the fox, you would get the faint knack.
Oh.
But you didn't, so.
Why would we want that?
Why would we want to fight
it's,
the fox?
It's.
Yeah, why would we want to fight
I
it?
I don't know. He would have. The
probably would
have
died.
Other warriors would have been like, shame on you, you shouldn't have fought that fox. If you had, so.
Okay. Is it all done?
Yay!
Yay!
Yay!